Raji Rodriguez is CEO and founder of Rodri Entertainment, a Los Angeles-based international entertainment production company. She will be the featured luncheon speaker for the Wise Latina International Summit 2016, happening today. This year's summit, Tapestry of Evolution, Strength, Power, and Influence, will focus on economic empowerment and building wealth through this year's theme, Redefining the Meaning of Wealth. This year, the summit is happening as we speak at the Camino Real Hotel until 5 p.m., and Rodri will be speaking at about 12:30 p.m., so you have plenty of time to make it. Today, my guest is Raji Rodriguez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. It's a pleasure to be with you and you know, getting ready to get on that stage and share a little bit of wisdom. I think it's sort of been hit and miss in a career of 40-plus years doing what I do.
Well, but a lot of it is that, right? You just kind of have to wing it. You take your chance and go for it.
Absolutely.
And speaking of your career, I mean, you started the very successful Mariachi USA Festival. You've got the Los Muertos USA in Coachella. You've played an instrumental part in making sure that the Latin category got included in the Grammy Awards. How did you get there?
Well, you know, it's much longer to explain than we have time on your radio show right now.
Of course.
However, just in a nutshell, I came from Cuba when I was 7 by myself on the Pedro Pan exit that Castro allowed 14,000 of us kids to leave Cuba, come to the United States. I was in a refugee camp for approximately 4 months, and then my parents weren't able to come out because they were very poor. And so they placed me in a foster home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was raised by that family until my parents were able to come out 7 years later. And so therein begins, you know, my journey into what is present-day Rodri and what defines me, what is authentic about the woman that is speaking to you right now. And so there's a lot of little bits, you know, the spiritual aspect of it, the goals, the things that we're meant to be in this lifetime, our mission that keeps showing up and taking us into the direction of what is authentic. And so when we're talking about, you know, the wealth issue of how we create all of this, it's very much personal wealth versus financial wealth and how to join those two and be a successful human being. And that's part of what this program here today is going to be touching upon. And I can tell you, I mean, I started 40 years ago. I produced Julio Iglesias' very first concert in the United States here in Los Angeles. And I can, you know, run down the list of artists, and then I went into jazz and pop, Miles Davis, Ella Fitzgerald, Eric Clapton, David Bowie, Bryan Adams. I took them all to Mexico and South America, and I was the only woman doing that in the world for a very, very long time, I dare say. I think I probably am still the only woman producing. So there was life for me before Mariachi USA, but I got burned out. You know, I was a male-dominant world most of the time when I was on tour. They thought I was a groupie or I was somebody's lover, and I had to eat, you know, my dinners mostly in room service in the hotels when I was in Argentina or Chile, because being a woman alone in a hotel restaurant was like a no-no. You were there to get picked up. So there's a lot of trials and tribulations of being a woman in the entertainment industry. And my mom said, Amor, you need to take a Vaseline shower so that everything slides off of you, because
Right. You
cannot allow anything that anyone says ever tarnish what your mission is on earth, and that is to entertain people and make them feel. So it's coming to terms, you know, 40 years later of what is my wealth? Where does that lie? And for women out there who are thinking of starting up their businesses or going up against, you know, the grain of what has traditionally been, I say, you know, kudos to you. You just have to be very impassioned about what you do, because it's not easy. It's not easy when you're, you know, going up against a wall or going up what has traditionally been known for, especially Latinas, to put us into a male-dominant workplace, which many of us still continue to be, but by choice. You know, are we getting paid the same amount of money? If we're venturing into small business, you know, what's our target market? What's the demographic we're reaching?
I'm listening, and I'm wondering, you know, you obviously have the personality to be successful in any field. What was it about the arts and music and entertainment that you thought, you know what? I mean, as if it isn't challenging enough, you're like, I'm going for the arts. I'm going for music. Because, you know, there's very few people that do what you do.
Well, I started in the music company, and the owner of the company happened to be Cuban. And I was head of A&R, which meant that I had to oversee all the promotions in the United States. So we had an office in Los Angeles, in Puerto Rico, and Miami. I was the senior, meaning boss, to the three men that held the office management in those locations. So they were all earning more than me, and I was their boss. How about the inequity in that?
And right.
So I stuck around and learned all that I could. I was a little esponjita, you know, just soaking it all up. And about 2 years later, I went out on my own because I thought, this is nonsense, you know, just because I happen to be a woman and I have 10 times the responsibility and they're all making more money than me. I don't think so. And shortly thereafter, I started my own business, and then, you know, the rest is pretty much history.
And then you're also a group here of some entrepreneurs that formed a bank, the first Latino-owned bank. Is that correct?
Correct. The woman who is now the SBA director, appointed by Obama, Maria Contreras Sweet, is a longtime friend, and a group of us founded Hispanas Organized for Political Equality, which is HOPE. And she called on a group of us again to put together ProAmerica Bank. And, you know, our goal was, okay, we've got to raise $5 million to make this happen. Small business bank to cater to Latinos and ethnicities, to take them from ma and pa, you know, hiding your money underneath the mattress and then cans, to be able to come in and grow your business, and then middle businesses to become a large business. And they're, you know, they're on and they're on. And so we raised $15 million instead of $5
million. Fancy that.
And we had to raise another $25 million, and we ended up raising $55 million. And I say this because it's so important that it's no longer, you know, a solo show. We have to work together to make these things happen.
Of course.
We worked together. The bank opened, and we're just merging right now with another bank here in Los Angeles. So the bank has already grown, and we've been providing, you know, business loans to Latino-owned businesses and other businesses so that they can grow the community. You know, the fastest-growing segment of businesses here in California is Latina-owned.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, you know, you have to. You have to network with other women.
And it's got to give you an insight. Just coincidentally, I was talking to another banker, and he's like, it really gives you an insight as to what is happening and what ideas are out there and what people are doing. Are there any that stand out to you that you hear young people doing some cool stuff with the help of your bank?
Well, we've had all sorts of success stories, which I will be talking about today. Video, you know, like a video company, a young man who wanted to start video training. And he's grown his company now full-fledged to video productions. And other companies that have grown, you know, from ma and pa. Because traditionally what happens is that mom and pop are running a business, and then their sons go to school here, and they're the first to go to college. Mm-hmm. They graduate with a business degree, and then they come home and say, okay, mom, dad, we can't run this business like this anymore. We need to have a business plan. Let's go get a loan. Instead of one taqueria or one panaderia, we should already have two or three. And the parents, of course, no, 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 mijo, no, no, mija. You know, because there's a lot of
it's
women
scary,
involved.
It's scary, yeah.
No, 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 no. Estamos bien así. No, 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 no. Vamos al banco, vamos a hablar. You know, I'll do all the paperwork, mom and dad. Don't worry, just follow me. I'm here. I've got my degree now. And so that's what we see is happening, is that we've got young people in the family coming in and saying, here's the business plan. Where do we go? And that's part of what ProAmerica has been good at doing is helping with business plans and helping, you know, do projections of how to grow the business. So it's like, okay, mom and dad are saying, oh, yeah, we educated our daughter or son, so we have to release the reins. And that is, you know, happening by leaps and bounds of this is what we are now. This is the strength, and this is what's going to create even greater power in our voting. You know, and it has to come back to that. It just naturally comes back to voting. We have the intelligence. We have the financial power. Now it's just putting, you know, the Legos together.
Mm-hmm. And it's happening. I mean, it's happening. You see it in a city like El Paso, too, where, you know, we're multi-generational. We have a lot of first-generation students. And yeah, you're right. It goes on to change the entire family, but it's that losing that fear of whatever it is, you know, to take a loan is a scary thing, you know, when you've never done it. And then all of a sudden it changes your whole life.
And fear immobilizes you. And then goes back to the spiritual grounding aspect of it. When you sit in fear, you know, the fear portion in your life is there for a reason. I have learned to use it as an ally. Mm-hmm. I dance with fear now, because if I'm feeling fear, I know it's there to remind me that there's a piece of a puzzle that I don't yet know about. And so it goes to the ignorant part. So then I say, okay, if I'm afraid of this, it's because I don't know about it. Let me go educate myself. I don't need to know how my computer runs, and frankly, I don't care to know, but I do want to know how to execute a project so I can eliminate the fear of it and thank fear for showing up in my life. It's okay, now I need to go and do another dance. So, okay, fear, thank you so much. Because if not, you know, you sit in mud, and you're stuck, and you can't move.
And, you know, along those lines, what kind of advice would you give to a young person who's looking to do the next big thing? You know, especially here in our town right now, there's this beautiful renaissance. There's new businesses coming up. They're young owned. There's events. There's a lot of arts. It's happening. What advice do you give to somebody that wants to be a part of that or wants to, it's their time to make something happen?
Your city is amazing. It's just blooming and blossoming. That's one of the reasons why I chose to come here. I think before, you know, I would say probably 20 years ago, they'd say, El Paso, what? What mm-hmm. border is that on?
Yeah.
And it's very different now. You know, it's becoming a very exciting place to be at and to live in. And there's a lot of people that are saying, no, I'm staying in my hometown. And there's a lot of people that have left that are coming back to El Paso now. And such as, for example, Liz Chavez, who is the executive director of this event that's happening here today. And giving back to the community. And the best advice that I can give is do your homework. You need to get out in your community and look at a niche. You know, what is missing? What is something I'm impassioned about? You know, does it have to do with health or beauty or entertainment? It doesn't mean you have to go out and produce an event for 100,000 people. But can I do, you know, an entertainment coordinating for, like, quinceañeras or event coordinating? Do I want to be in food and do catering? And do your homework of what it takes, the licenses. Do a small business plan. You know, what do I need? A good attorney. Do I need an attorney? An accountant? Can I keep my own books? You know, if you have QuickBooks, you don't need a bookkeeper. And then know what it's going to take to invest. And if you, you know, invest 6 months and then go all out and say, okay, here I am.
Go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck today during your keynote speech at the Wise Latina International Summit. It's happening as we speak, and you can still catch Rodri. She'll be speaking at 12:30 there at the Camino Real Hotel. By all means, stop in and catch her in person. Rodri, thank you so much for being here with us on State of the Arts.
Thank you so much, Marina. It's been a pleasure.